The Old Testament reading for the Feast of All Saints is from the 26th chapter of Isaiah. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. He sets up salvation as walls and bulwarks. Open the gates, that the righteous nation that keeps faith may enter in. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. In the paths of your judgments, O Lord, we wait for you. Your name and remembrance are the desire of our soul. My soul yearns for you in the night. My spirit within me earnestly seeks you. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. O Lord, you will ordain peace for us. You have done for us all our works. O Lord, our God, other lords besides you have ruled over us, but your name alone we bring to remembrance. Your dead shall live, their bodies shall rise. You who dwell in the dust, awake and sing for joy, for your dew is a dew of light, and the earth will give birth to the dead. Come, my people, enter your chambers and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourselves for a little while, until the fury has passed by. For behold, the Lord is coming out from his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. And the earth will disclose the blood shed on it, and will no more cover its slain. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Said those words, perhaps on a day when everything that could go wrong, and even some things that couldn't, did. We've all had those days. And so as they drew to a close, with a sigh and an amazed shake of the head, we said, "What a day!" On the other hand, you may have said those words after a busy but especially joyous day, filled with companionship and laughter. What a day! Oh, if only it didn't have to end! The text today from the prophet Isaiah speaks of a day about which all people will say, "What a day!" In that day, Isaiah writes, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. The day about which the prophet is writing is a day some will experience as the day of judgment, and others as the day of deliverance and redemption. For some it will be a disastrous day, and they will moan, "What a day!" For others it will be, "What a day!" A day of joy and happiness, a day for singing and rejoicing. The historic context of our text isn't clear. We don't know what specific event prompted this prophecy. The general impression is that Isaiah is looking toward a day when God will have caused the enemies of his people to fall, with the blessed result that his people will be secure. Just because the context isn't clear, though, Isaiah's song seems generally applicable to many instances in which God's saving power is revealed. As we celebrate the Feast of All Saints today, we will consider how this song of praise might properly be applied to the death of one of God's saints, the occasion of his transfer from the struggling church on earth to the triumphant, glorious church in heaven. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. He sets up salvation as its walls and bulwarks. Open the gates, that the righteous nation that keeps faith may enter in. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. This song is wonderfully fitting as a response to the death of a believer. For at the moment of death, the believer's soul is brought to that eternal city of God, the heavenly Jerusalem, that will never be conquered, where even now the souls of all who died in the faith experience in full the salvation won by Christ. The gates of heaven have been opened wide for believers, opened wide because of the Savior. Whoever trusts in him holds the key that opens paradise. For through that trust, God has declared such believers righteous. And we know that when God says a thing, it happens. At his word, they are righteous, and they will surely enter. Whoever puts his trust in the trustworthy God lives forever in the perfect peace he freely provides. And so it is fitting to sing this song of praise on the day that any saint begins to experience the joy of heaven. Yet it's a song that's fitting to sing not just for them, but also for you and me. For heaven is our fatherland, our home. On this earth, we're resident aliens. We don't belong. Seeing one of our fellow citizens go home reminds us of home and makes us homesick for all the joys of a city we can only long for so long as we remain away from it. Yet even though you're not there now, there is a peace in knowing that it is your home. For you and I have the Lord's word that when the time is right, he will call us also to be united with all the saints he has already called home. As you recognize the fulfilling of God's promises at the death of a believer, you can look forward to and be encouraged to trust all the more firmly his fulfilling them for you. Indeed, trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. He does not shift or change. And so the song continues, in the path of your judgments, O Lord, we wait for you. Your name and remembrance are the desire of our soul. My soul yearns for you in the night. My spirit within me earnestly seeks you. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. As our opening hymn this morning put it, we feebly struggle, they in glory shine. We wait. It's not always the case that our heart desires God, that our soul and spirit yearn for him. It should be, but it's not. Yet when we hear his promises, when we're reminded of the glories of heaven, and when we struggle with trials and are oppressed by the evil that surrounds us in this world and in our own flesh, then we wait in hope and longing for the day of our ultimate deliverance. Then with the early Christians we pray, Maranatha, come Lord Jesus, come quickly. For we know that it's only in connection with God and his promises that our lives will find fulfillment and we will be able to experience true contentment. The pictures the scriptures provide of heaven are beautiful. No more death, no more mourning, no more crying, no more pain. Perfect contentment and joy forever, always with the Lord. What a contrast with this world, where death has us all surrounded, and there's a constant striving for more and better and bigger and stronger. God's values are not appreciated here, so there's a constant striving for what can never truly satisfy. We need God's judgments. We need God's values. We long for him to set things right. We long to join the saints in perfect communion with the Lord. As we long for what only the Lord can provide, the song continues with the confident confession, O Lord, you will ordain peace for us. You have done for us all our works. O Lord, our God, other lords besides you have ruled over us, but your name alone we bring to remembrance. As we rejoice in the victory of the saints, we remember not their goodness, but rather God's goodness to them and through them. They became saints because of what the Lord has done. As Isaiah wrote, you establish peace for us, God. And it's true. It's all God's doing. Through Jesus' perfect life and his innocent death, God restored peace between himself and sinners. God deserves all the credit. All who are saints became saints by his doing. Without him, no one would be a saint. No one would be righteous. But not only has God established peace for you, he also deserves the credit for anything good that his people have done. You and I love because he first loved us. As Paul explains to the Christians in Ephesus, by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For you and I are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. As Isaiah puts it, O Lord, you will ordain peace for us. You have done for us all our works. Well might we respond with Isaiah, your name alone we bring to remembrance. The final stanza of our text comes after an interval in which Isaiah wrote about those who die as enemies of the Lord. In contrast to them, Isaiah continues, your dead shall live. Their bodies shall rise. What a comforting word as we consider the saints who have gone before us. The grave seems to all the world to be a dead end, a prison cell from which no one escapes, ever. But God says, not so. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die forever. We celebrate the Feast of All Saints because the saints are celebrating with the angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, singing praises to the God who redeemed them. Their souls now live with Christ in heaven, waiting for the last day only so that their glorified bodies might join them in heaven's bliss. You who dwell in the dust, awake and sing for joy, for your dew is a dew of light, and the earth will give birth to the dead. What a wonderful picture of the last day. Corpses at God's call waking up and shouting for joy at the glory of the resurrection, a new birth from the dust of the earth. The song seems to end on a more depressing note. Come, my people, enter your chambers and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourselves for a little while until the fury has passed by. For behold, the Lord is coming out from his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. And the earth will disclose the blood shed on it and will no more cover its slain. These are words of warning. Yet the Lord's coming need be fearful only for those who are not his people, who do not know their Savior. Isaiah's words here are reminiscent of the events of the night of the Passover. That night, God's people feasted in their homes, behind doorposts and lintels, painted with the blood of the Lamb, as the angel of death passed over their doors and rescued them, set them free by punishing those who enslaved them. We can be certain that God will fulfill the promises he has made to his people, the promises he has given you and me. Many saints already experience the glory and joys purchased for them by the blood of the Lamb. According to God's word, this glory and these joys already belong to you and to me as well. And before long, we too will experience them in his kingdom. We have good reason to rejoice and be glad, even should we face hardship, be reviled, and lied about, perhaps even persecuted for the faith. Because Jesus has promised, we will have great reward in heaven. The Lord encourage and strengthen you to trust his promises as you hear his word and see his faithfulness toward his people until that day when all his people at last join in a great alleluia to the Lamb in his kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting. Amen.